USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the House impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax. Nothing was done wrong. Zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency.
One person is dead after a workplace shooting in Rockdale County, Georgia. Sheriff Eric Levett says authorities captured the shooter, identified as Cameron Golden, in Birmingham, Alabama.
They identified who they believed to be the suspect as an employee, and it was later determined he was a temp service employee identified as Cameron Golden.
The sheriff is also calling this an act of workplace violence, not an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Chinese officials are giving the thumbs up on a possible trade deal with the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Chinese officials confirming they've agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. as the country's vice commerce minister says significant progress has been made and that Americans have agreed to remove some tariffs that have been placed on $360 billion worth of goods. Now, all the details are not available yet, and there's been no remarks yet made by any U.S. officials.
Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop thinks the suspects in Tuesday's shooting were also targeting dozens of Jewish children at a school next to the kosher store that was shot up.
When people say that maybe this wasn't a hate crime, maybe it wasn't anti-Semitism, maybe it was something else, they should recognize the fact that the intent was much, much larger.
The suspects in the shooting had links to the anti-Semitic Black Hebrew Israelite movement, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A Reuters photographer was removed from the House Judiciary Committee hearings in Washington on Thursday after walking over during a break to where Democratic members of Congress had been sitting and taking photographs of their notes. Republicans noticed Reuters photographer Josh Roberts walk over to the desk of the Democrats and take pictures of the notes. The Republicans then had the photographer removed from the hearing room. The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information. Mm-hmm. If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
And as far as what a parent needs to remember when giving a tech gift?
Well, you have to consider whether it's a reputable company with real encryption, real privacy policies.
Yeah.
You have to consider the worst case scenario and how you think about it, right? If you're the kind of parent who posts lots of pictures on your kid on Instagram, like maybe you don't worry so much. But if you're the kind of parent who really doesn't want your kid's information out there at all, maybe don't buy them something with a microphone or a camera.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.